morning, good morning, good morning, all over the land. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you can testify that God is an on-time God? I don't care how many times we hear this song. I don't care how many times we play this song. It should get you so rejuvenated that you can just start. You can't even count the times that God has been on time in your life. It's just sometimes we got to be in a place where we reminisce on it. We bring it back into play so we can be reminded as to who God is and what he is and what he is capable of doing in our lives. Good morning, CG. Good morning, United Kingdom. Good morning, Kingston, Jamaica. Good morning, South Africa. New York, I know you're in the house. Detroit, you're in the house too. And my ADM family, we say good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. And we are so grateful and thankful, as always, that you have chose to meet us at our executive meeting, sitting in the presence of the Lord to be fed and never thirst again. So as we go on our journey today, I first would love for each and every last one of you to get into a place and command your atmosphere this morning. Whatever it is that you want to go forth today, command it in the name of Jesus. Command, if you're looking for a great day, I command that my day will be great in the name of Jesus. Nothing, no weapon formed against me shall prosper on this day in the name of Jesus. Get up, start commanding your day. Take the authority and the power that Jesus has given us and use it. Use it. Start using it. Start using our mouths. Start using our tongues, speaking it into the atmosphere, because you and only you can control that under the authority of the Holy Spirit. So, again, I say good morning. I pray that each and every last one of you are ready to dig in at the table and feast with God. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us on in prayer.
Good morning, Evangeline. And once again, we'd like to thank you, Saints, for tuning in with us at our executive meeting. And God, we thank you once more for coming in and sitting down with us and gracing us with your presence, oh Lord. It's such an ominous spirit, God. It's an ominous feeling, God, for you to come and grace us with you, oh God. This day, oh God, we thank you. We lift you up, oh high, oh God. For this day, oh God, we thank you. Father God, as this day proceeds, oh God, may we walk into your presence, oh God, like no other. May we not tarry, oh God, and leave out of your presence, God, and feel like we need to turn back. Today is a day, oh God, that we stand and in your truth, oh God. We shall walk, God. Please, God, water us, oh God. Water the seeds in us, oh God, so the fruits of us, oh God, will be blessed fruits, oh God. May we know, God, that we are heirs, oh God. We are heirs of a kingdom, of glorious kingdom, oh God. Let us know, God. Please, Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let us know, God, it's you, oh God, that give us all things, and all things come through you, oh God. We do not worry, oh God, for the things that are not unseen, oh God, or untold, God, because that is true grace, oh God, and mercy, oh God, that you have over our life, oh God. Let us know, God, that it is you, oh God, that you change all things, God. You can make a 360-degree turnaround, God, in 1 second, oh God. We know that, God, it is you, God. You are in the blessing business, God. You are forever in the miracle business, God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for the peoples in the divine connections, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God, for work, God. We thank you, God, for labor, God. For man does not work. Who does not work, God, he does not eat, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the trials and tribulations, oh God, for they are here to strengthen us, oh God. We thank you, God. I know, God, now. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all the things, God, that you added us and you roll our cups over, God, and they roll over, God. They add us no mercy, God. They add us no mercy, God. Jesus Christ, Lord. Jesus Christ, it's you, oh God. You run our cup over, God. You give us all things, God. Let them know, God, you are a true blessing, God. Let I be a true blessing, God. Let the world know, and through me, God, through us, oh God, that you are the true way and the light, oh God. You are a miracle worker. You are in the blessing business, God. We thank you, God, for this day. Please, God, we thank you. In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, God, we do realize without you, we are nothing. Good morning again. I'm just a little bit excited to just got a new, I'm just rejuvenated, resurrected, just got a whole nother spirit get up, go about myself, and I just share it. I share it with each and every person that's on this line today. Get up. God has woken us up. It's a new beginning, a new day. And I'm grateful to be in it. And I pray that you all feel the same. I pray that you all woke up this morning with an expectation that something great can happen on today. Not damnation in your mind, but an expectation of joy, peace, love, happiness. Today could be my day that I receive my miracle. Today could be my day that I've been decreeing and declaring something, and it can come, it can manifest. And I just want to go back a little bit, and that's what I want to talk about today. Establishing things, decreeing and declaring things, because it is such a powerful tool. I want to use the word tool that Jesus gave us the power and the authority to decree things, to trample over snakes. I mean, scorpions, and be able to go out and cast out demons and heal the sick. And those things are done from speaking them out of our mouths. But I want to go back and the scripture that I'm using today is several scriptures, but the main scripture is Job 22, 28. And that scripture is, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." So I looked up the word established, and I got two different definitions that I felt was fine. And established has meant having been in existence for a long time and therefore recognized and generally accepted. Established also means to set and fix firmly or unalterable, to settle permanently. And that's the scripture that was given for that was Genesis 17:2. And the reason with the established, when we go back to the word established, as it says, it's something that's fixed. It goes back to that structure that we talk about. It goes back to that building that we talk about. It goes back to that foundation, making sure that you are structured, that you are in a place of settlement, in a place where you are not going to be uprooted, that it is permanent, it's there. Nothing can come. The wind can blow. It's not going to knock you down. A hurricane going to come. It's not going to knock you down. And that goes with the different things in your life. That goes with your prayer life. That goes with your fasting. That goes with your consecration. It goes with your reading and studying the word. You have to have structure. You have to have a foundation, a solid foundation where it is established, where nothing can come and alter it. If nothing is going to be able to alter it, the same as it is in heaven on earth, nothing is going to sit. Whatever it is going on in heaven, it can be done on earth because it's been established. It has been established, and that means that word goes so far. But it's how far you want to take it. It's how deep do you want your roots to be down into the ground? How far, how high do you want your foundation to be built? How strong do you want your foundation to be? If you build a weak foundation, then the establishment is not going to be strong. If you build a strong tower, as I said and said, yeah, we know in natural senses, I'm talking about spiritually now, different anything can come and knock something down. But I'm talking about when you building your establishment is built on faith, radical faith, unbothered can come and move, shape you, do whatever, because you know that the word of God is established. You know that once the word of God goes out, it's never going to come back voided. You know that the promises of God is yes and amen. It's nothing else in between that. So therefore, it's already been established. It has been established. And next, I want to go to the word decree. And the biblical context of decrees is that they are the same as the will and the purpose of God. When we decree, the decree needs to be based on scriptures. When we decree a thing because it is the will and the purpose of God, if we stay within the framework of scriptures, then we know that God is the one that the scriptures were enforced by God. He used man, but those scriptures were enforced by God. If we go back and we find scriptures that's going to heal us in our sickness, if we find scriptures, if we're in a place that we need wealth, if we find scriptures to back us up and we start decreeing and declaring those things, then we know that they are in God's purpose. We know that they are in God's will. But let me go back a little bit because I'm going a little ahead of myself. In order for these things to be done, because I don't want to leave anything out. We're not in a place right now, like my apostles say, don't take the word of God out of context. And there's no apologies that comes with it. So I want to say this. When we get into a place of decreeing and declaring, we have to be in the will of God. I want that to be, I don't want any misconceptions in that. I don't want somebody to come back and say anything differently. You have to be in an established relationship with God. You have to be in a place where, again, you're trusting him, you're believing him, you have faith that the things that are coming out of your mouth, you will receive them. You have to have that faith no matter what the situation is. Even when that little bit of fear comes in, you have to be able to knock it down and sit and say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I decree and declare, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. When Jesus took those stripes, I had already been healed because it was already established. It was already put into place. It was already predestined. The situation was already there and ready to move forward. And this is where we need to be. And this is where we need to be to understand the decreeing and declaring. So I know I'm a little ahead of myself because I'm a little bit excited. So I'm going to slow it down a notch. Going to slow it down a notch. So the power of decreeing and declaring, that we understand that it is simply operating under the authority that God has given us. We also, and it was also demonstrated by Jesus. When Jesus started speaking healing, going out, healing the sick, raising the dead, those were things that came from us up under the unction of decreeing and declaring. When we decree the word of God, we are releasing faith and we are releasing confidence. I'm going to say that again. We releasing faith and we are releasing confidence. A lot of people get into a place where they sit, because I can only speak for me. Finances. Before I started reading this, and I've been reading it for a little while, because once Apostle Temple, he introduced us to the decreeing and declaring last year, as a matter of fact. He started talking to us more about it, and we did a study. We did like a little more. Our morning show was like surrounded about it, around it for a minute. But what took place is that when we get into the place where we are decreeing and declaring, you have to be in a place where you believe it. You have to be in a place when you're speaking it. Things may come against you. Things may not happen when you want it to happen. You may sit and be saying the wrong words out of your mouth. You may have the wrong motives that why you're decreeing and declaring something. For instance, finances. You will sit and decree and declare that I decree and declare that I shall obtain $1 billion. Is that something that God, do you feel like that that's something that God is going to give you at this point in time? Or is it a little overboard? Is it overboard? Where's your motive? Is that something, is that a need? Or is that a extraordinary? And I know we're supposed to think big. I know that we're supposed to think big. But at the same token, we don't want to be in a place that is that scriptural. Is that scriptural? Is a dollar amount in the Bible? Is that scriptural when you're asking God to bless you? No, it's way beyond your needs. It's way beyond. We are to content. We are to decree on the word of God. That's how we are to decree. We're not to go over. We're not to go beyond. Another thing is with decreeing and declaring, we do it in our power. We get to the point where, it's a danger. We start decreeing and declaring things in our power. But we don't have our own power. We have actually no power. We have to remember this, that Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's John 15:5. When we think of the power as being mine, we glorify who? We're glorifying ourselves. We're glorifying ourselves. So scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all things to glorify God. So when we are decreeing, and even declaring, we have to make sure that we are in a place that we are not taking it on in our own. It's not by our power, but it is by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we must use in the name of Jesus, because we are powerless without the Holy Ghost. We are powerless. The name of Jesus, it's the name above all. It's the name that moves things. It's the name that makes things happen. It's a name that changes things. And when you go in and say, I decree and declare in the name of Evangelist Nita, what do you think is going to happen? But if you truly have faith, if you truly believe, if you truly trust, that God is who he says that he is, and he will do whatever he says that he can do. Once you decree the word of God, then you already should know without a shadow of a doubt that it's going to manifest. One thing Apostle Temple said last night when we had our family ADM executive meeting, he said, evangelists share a testimony with me early in the morning, and I don't want people to feel that I'm nonchalant. And the words that he said was so profound to me after the fact. He said, but it's an expectation for me. See, what he was saying to me is the news that you were sharing, because I'm paying attention, I'm looking in the spirit, I'm going before you in the spirit, I see exactly what's going on. It wasn't a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory, Hallelujah. It wasn't one of those moments for me, but I'm happy for you. But it was an expectation for me. And why isn't it? Why wasn't it an expectation for him? Because he's in the place where he has a relationship with God. He's in a place where he believes that God will do what he says that he can do. He's in a place that he realized that the words that he's speaking out of his mouth, the declarations that he is making, that God is going to allow them to manifest in his timing. Why? Because he is established. That establishment is there. That foundation is there. It's not that foundation is on rocky ground. That foundation is on solid ground. So I have no reason to not believe that the things that are coming out of my mouth, because I'm not saying foul things. I'm not saying things that I'm just thinking up in my head, but I'm saying things. I'm decreeing and declaring the things, the works of the Lord. I'm decreeing and declaring the scriptures of God. And this is what, and when he said that, it kind of like took me back, and I had to go back. I had to go and get my journal. I'm a journalist. So I had to sit and see some of the declarations that I was saying. And even though I'm happy and I thank God for my healing, what it did was it said, Father, you know what? I want more now. I realized that the words that came out of my mouth, the power that came out of my mouth, the authority that you have given me, I finally allowed it to activate in my life. And now me speaking those things, I had to believe beforehand, not when it came to fruition. I should have already believed it when I started speaking it. And this is where we have to be. This is where, when we're decreeing something, that's what I said, it has to be established. If it's not established before you start speaking it, then it's going to be, then that's when the wavery, that's when the diabolical imps are able to come and take it and move it and move it out of the way. But if you already established, because you done been into the word of God, you've asked God to listen, Father, I have this situation going on. Lead me and guide me to where I need to be, so I can assure that the words that are coming out of my mouth will be acceptable to you, because I'm looking for a healing. I'm looking for a financial blessing. I'm looking for an economical change. I'm looking for different things in my life to change, because I'm tired of being in the same situation. See, when Jesus gave us the authority, when he gave us the authority, when you really sit and think about and you start breaking down the words of God and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and to show you the different things, how the Holy Spirit has equipped us to take care of different things. When Jesus sent out the 12 disciples, he then sent out the 70. They were equipped. He had already told them what they needed to do. The problem is, I remember it's somewhere in the Bible. I don't know the scripture right off of my head, but they came up upon somebody and they could not cast out the demons. You know why? Because they were not using the authority that God. They went in praying. Why are we praying for something that God has already given us? Why? I had to ask, evangelist, why do you keep praying for a healing when God has already healed you? You should be decreeing and declaring those things. Why do you keep asking for something that has already went forth? Do you have a lack of faith? Do you not believe in the things that's being said or what you're being said? Are you doing bootlegging, as my apostles say? Or do you have a set foundation in faith? Is your foundation in trust? Is your foundation in believing what the word of God? See, when we get into a place where we start bringing things into play and it's not in the will of God, then you got to be in a place where you are you're not looking for a manifestation. But when you get into a place where you start quoting scripture back to God, you start decreeing and declaring his word that he had man, prophets, the different authors of the Bible to fix. They were inspired. The scriptures were inspired by God. When you start speaking those things back to him and reminding him these are your words, you can sit back as Apostle Temple do and wait for the manifestation. Wait for the expectation. Start looking at your clock and start looking at it and sitting and say, okay, well, I'm not sure, because God, we do know that God is an on-time God. I'm not sure when it's going to take place, but I know for a fact, because I did not go out of his will when I started asking for things. I'm sorry, Minister Chiquita, is there anything you want to add to this?
I can. Stand in the will of God. You cannot have a watered-down faith. You have to know for certain in your heart, soul, and spirit. God can and will, and he does exceedingly and beyond all the things that your heart and your mind and your eyes can even fathom sometimes. We as people neglect to take these things into us as a way of living. That's where we let worry seep in and things that not of God seep in that shouldn't. If you stay in the will of God and you keep your faith whole and you know that God is going to control all things, he has all things in his hands, that is total, total acceptance. That's total, total, total control. That's total, total, total faith in God and the will of God for your life. Understand, saints. You can open your mouth and knock your declaration and your decreement out your mouth by saying the wrong thing. You can open your mouth and say, God, I want a total healing. You asking him for a total healing. You declare and declare and open your mouth and say, I'm hurt, God. Oh, you wake up and say, oh, my God, I'm in pain. I know you're in pain, but you get up and you tell God. You tell not God. You tell your bones, not today. I shall walk with the Lord. And I promise you, before you even notice, that pain will disappear about your body. We as people get worry in our spirit, and that's when we attach to our flesh. Those are the things that we have to disconnect from. If we stay into the spirit, we can open our mouth and know that there's power in our mouth, that we can open and walk and make a declaration up into the heavens that God will do exceedingly above all things that you can imagine and fathom. So, saints, please, 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 be on the side of the Holy Ghost. It's a true walk. It is peace. It's joyous. It's happiness. It's understanding. It's wisdom. It's guidance. It's counsel. It's prosperity. The list can go on and on. I can go on and on for hours with the words of the things that being with God and make a declaration and for God to come into your life wholly, that the things that it can bring for you. The spirit of things that now of God will totally leave out of you. You will never think, you will look back at some of the times where back in your past where you think that was a totally different person from the person that you are now. Gracious and declare decree into your life. Stay in them. Call unto God. Remind him. Use the scriptures to remind him, God, you, God, said that this says the Lord. You, God, said this says the God. And lay on it. Pray on it. Stay on it. Watch the manifestation come true. Back to you, Evangelist.
And another thing we have to do, we have to stop crying out in a place of hope, but know that it is faith. We can't be in a place when you are decreeing and declaring something. You are hoping that it will manifest. You have to be in a place where you know, you know, you know. And one thing that I always, example, when you, 9 times out of 10 people, when they go to sit down and they're backing up, they never pay attention. I know I don't. I never pay attention. It was something that I had to, like, catch myself to do to make sure that a chair was there. You just automatically go to sit down because you have the faith, you have the confidence that that chair is there. And when you're decreeing and declaring, that's what you need to do. Because what God is saying is, let his will be established in the earth as it is in heaven. What has already been established in heaven, God is saying, let it be established in earth. That's another teaching that we had. The things that God has for us, he wants us to be on this earth, living in a prosperous place. So why not start using your mouth? Why not start believing and trusting the words of God? Why not get into a place where you, this is a good time where you start, not, you not lean on your own understanding, but it's okay to ask God. It's okay to ask the Holy Spirit for direction. It's okay for you to ask, where, which way should I go? You know my circumstances. You know my situation. What should I be decreeing and declaring at this time? Because I'm tired of being where I'm at. I'm ready for something new, and I realize that I have the power and the authority to change things in my life by using this tongue to speak these words in. And another thing, a lot of people, it, myself, we sit here day after day decreeing and declaring something that has already, we saying the same thing over and over, but we saying it. Our foundation is not established. So when I'm decreeing and declaring health, I'm just constantly just putting it back into the atmosphere, but I'm not believing it. So I'm giving Satan another tool to come and use against me. Power and death is in the tongue. If you're not going, if your declaration or you're not decreeing something that you truly believe, stop speaking it out into the atmosphere. Stop putting it out there until you're ready and you know that you are in a place of God, like Minister Chiquita said, that you are in his presence, that you are in his will, that you are in center mass. I'm not talking about where you got one foot out and the other one is on the corner of the circle. Because remember, with the circle, there's many layers around the circle before you get into the will of God. I'm talking about when you have a true, unfiltered, unbothered, upset, established relationship with God that nobody, no man, no woman, no child, nobody's going to come in and take away. When I started decreeing to God, I shall live and I shall not die. See, I was talking about my physical, I was talking about my mental, I was talking about my spiritual aspect as well. When I was saying I shall live and I shall not die, and my spiritual, I was letting him know, Father, I'm decreeing and declaring I'm not going back into the same sin. I know that me just walking throughout the day, I may have a wrongful thought, that's a sin. But I'm talking about I'm not going to die to sin, Father. I shall live and not die with my health. Father, I have trusted that by your stripes that I am healed. So it's okay for me to decree that in my mental. Father, I thank you for renewing my mind on a daily basis. My heart that had a stone around it at one time. Lord, I decree and declare that you created me a clean heart. Stop going to the scriptures. Start speaking the scriptures and then sitting back, sometimes with this little smile on my face, waiting to write it down on such and such date, this manifested. See, it's a beautiful thing when you truly can see the works of the Lord working in your life. It's a beautiful thing because we so much on a natural sit and see the negative things that go on, and we get into the place where we sink into the negative. But God says he wants it established just as it is established in heaven. He wants it established in earth. In order for that to take place, we have to for a change. We have to be into a place where we fix. We ask God that to let the word come out of our mouth be acceptable. We ask God to put a guard over our mouth. We ask God, we ask the Holy Spirit to think for us, to make sure that the things that we are saying are not going to bring harm to us versus blessing us. And this is where we need to be. We need to find scriptures that's going to help us to get into a place where we are going to receive a manifestation. We're going to receive the blessings of the Lord. We're going to receive the healings of the Lord. We can walk into the promises that God has given us. And how can we do that? By decreeing a thing. By decreeing, first of all, again, going back to the scripture, it has to be established. You have to be established. You, first of all, have to be established into God, into what you have, into a relationship. Your relationship with God must be established. It's not no ifs, ands, ors, but if somebody sit and tell you anything differently, you look at them and tell them, I'm sorry, I cannot believe you. And your reason why you can't, because you've been going around that same mountain over and over and over, and there has not been a change in your life. And you can get like me, get tired of going around that mountain. But when that light shines on you, when that light bulb comes on, when that Holy Spirit can start leading you and guiding you, you can sit and look at tomorrow and don't even keep looking forward and put your hand behind you and signal goodbye. Goodbye to the negative thoughts. Goodbye to the negative words. Goodbye to thinking of the things of the old, because now I'm going into the present. I'm going into the future, and I'm going in with brighter days. I'm going in with the mindset that I can move mountains. If I trust and I believe and I have faith of a mustard seed, I can move mountains. If I trust and believe, I can cast out demons. If I trust and believe, I can walk on the heads of scorpions. If I trust and believe, I can heal. Why? Because God has equipped you with the power to do so. I sit and say to you all today, start again. The scriptures, people get to the place where they do not want to start reading. Ask the Holy Spirit for his guidance, because the Holy Spirit will take you to scriptures that's dealing with you, your situations on today. It's up to you to meditate on those scriptures. It's up to you to change your mind. It's up to you to understand what God said and say. People sit and say, well, God don't speak to me. When you start praying, he may not speak to you audibly. He may even send you a prophet. It may be because it may be a word that comes over the pulpit. But have you ever been one of those people that a song may come on, that a scripture may come, and you sit and say, Lord, you talking to me? Well, he is talking to you. He's talking to you. It's up to you to receive and to take what he has, and then take what he has and repeat it back. But the different things is you are decreeing it because you have received it. You have set a foundation to where you believe what is being said is going to manifest. Decreeing and declaring was one of the greatest things. Once you get into the place and you start exercising it into your life, but like I said, don't let it be something that you decreeing and declaring and you playing with it, you bootlegging, you sitting and playing, because what you don't want to do is start decreeing and declaring curses over your life. You don't want to continue to stay in the same place. You have to be in the will of God. You must be in a place where you know that God is going to do what he says that he's going to do. Don't sit and ask for things that you know that is not in the will of God. God knows your problem when nobody else knows. God knows exactly what you need. In order for you to get from A to B, you're going to have to then establish yourself, set a foundation, show God that you can trust me in this area, Father God, before he even promotes you to another level. That's why sometimes we have to take baby steps. But a lot of us, once God give us one thing, we so hurt, go in a hurry. We don't want to sit there and make sure that we secure this one thing, this one blessing that he has given us. We don't want to make sure that we secure it. We don't want to make sure the breath that he gives me, I have to make sure that it's secured. I have to make sure that I'm taking care of it. I have to make sure that I'm doing everything that I possibly need to do in order for God to take me to the next level. So it makes no sense until I have established what needs to be established, and that's my personal relationship with the Lord. That's me decreeing and declaring in the name of Jesus, not an evangelist neither. That's me taking the power that God has given me without wrongful motives, without bad, ill intentions, without trying to be greedy, without going over and beyond, but taking what he has given me at that time and being a good steward over it. And then once you do that, we have to give thanks. We cannot forget that. We have to be thankful in all things. Everything that God does for us, even if you can't see it, you still should be thankful. We cannot sit and be into a place where God is blessing us and we don't even acknowledge it. God needs acknowledgement in every single thing that we do. So on today, I decree and declare that you will meditate on the words of the Lord day and night, so that those words, so you will be successful in everything that you do, because you are starting a relationship with God. I decree and declare that if you are having issues where you're not believing that the word of God is true, that you ask God to help you in that area, send you a helpmate, send you, if you need a church home, tell God, Father, that church home may not be helping me, so I need you to make a way for me to get into a teaching church, a church that's going to teach me the things that I need, because I'm tired of being out there in the wilderness. I need to be in a place where manifestation is taking place. I need to be in a place where that manifestation is being seen. I need to be in a place where examples are being set. And this is what happens when you have set, when you have established yourself, when you have established yourself with in a personal relationship with God. God starts giving you the tools that you need so you can move forward, that the things that are established in heaven will be established in the earth. The goodness of God will be established in your life. The loving kindness will be established in your life. Different things that are not supposed to be there will be removed. I have a friend, girl, that was talking about something yesterday about the different clutter. The different clutter that's in your life will be moved, and you will be in a place where you can see your vision is set forth, and you can get yourself rooted and established for what God has for you. Trust me, what God has for you, if you are in a place and you are sick and tired of playing church, you are sick and tired of today doing things one way when you know that that's not in the will of God, that you'll get to a place where you say, I'm tired, I'm not going anywhere. When you get to that place, I'm telling you, you need to run. You need to run in the arms of the Lord. And once you get there, you need to stay there. Don't move. You just stay there. I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care how bad you think things are not changing. But you just hold on to his unchanging hand and his word, the scripture, his word. Get his word and hold on to them. You don't have to keep saying them over and over, because if you have that faith of a mustard seed, as small as it is, just know that God is going to do what he says that he can do. We'll see you all back tomorrow at 7 a.m. And just I just want to sit and say this, that God is good, and I can't sit here and talk to you about something that I have not went through. God has shown me what man say one thing, I'm going to sit here and I'm telling you, I was decreeing and declaring miracles. I don't care whatever people sit and say. I don't care what nobody else say. I'm getting the word of God, but at the same token, I'm still taking the instructions. I'm still using the wisdom of the people that God has put before me. But once God has said it, nothing else is going to change my mind. If he said it, it's going to come forth. And this is where you and I need to be on today. Don't have an unwavering mind. Don't let your friends come and tell you that I don't care what this person say, but girl, you better know, what did God say to you? That's the number one sentence right there that has changed my life. A man of wisdom, my apostle Temple, says to you, don't tell me what Joseph said. Don't tell me what Paul, what did God say to you? And I'm going to ask you the same thing today. And whatever he said to you, repeat it back to him. Decree it and declare it back to him, knowing that it will manifest. We love you. But God loves you most. Remember, command your atmosphere. I'm commanding my atmosphere for greatness today, with the expectation that anything can happen, because you know why? God has shown me that I'm in a place right now where my relationship, that I am still every day developing. Every day we have to die to self. Every day our relationship should be getting stronger with God. I'm trusting and believing the things that he has said to me and the things that he has shown me, because I'm ready. I'm ready now, Lord. I'm ready for you to take me wherever I need to go and do whatever I need to do, because of the things that you imparted in me, not what I imparted in me, but what God imparted in me. I leave you with peace, love, and happiness. You all have a beautiful day in the Lord. No matter where you're at, do not give in to temptation. Do not give in to negativity, but just speak the word of God into your life. Have a great day.